This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Russia escalated attacks on Ukrainian cities Wednesday as the two sides claimed control of a strategic city and expressed willingness to resume talks to end the nearly week-long war. Moscow said Wednesday it had seized control of Kherson, a port city with a 250,000 people on the Black Sea, a claim that was disputed by Ukrainian presidential adviser Alexei Aristoyich, who said the city had not yet fallen and Ukrainians continue to defend it. The most recent airstrikes Wednesday hit the northeastern city of Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city and home to 1.5 million people. An attack there destroyed a police building in the city's center, further reducing it to an area of ruined buildings and debris. Ukrainian officials and human rights groups maintain that Russian forces have also used cluster bombs or cluster munitions in strikes on Kharkiv and elsewhere in Ukraine. Cluster munitions are rockets, bombs, and other projectiles that spin as they fly, scattering small bomblets which hit a wide area indiscriminately. In an Associated Press interview, British military technology expert Justin Bronk says cluster munitions create a dangerous situation in areas where they're used, even if they do not initially detonate.
You end up with these scattered, unexploded munitions all over cities, which, of course, people then either accidentally sort of step on or disturb. Children often pick them up.
Bronk says despite denials from Moscow, there is solid evidence Russia has used cluster munitions in its attacks on Ukraine. Meanwhile, Russia reported its military casualties for the first time Wednesday, saying nearly 500 of its troops have been killed and almost 1,600 wounded during the invasion. Ukraine insisted Russia's losses were far greater, but did not immediately disclose its own casualties. This is VOA News. U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is appearing on Capitol Hill Wednesday before a House panel where he's expected to announce a plan for interest rate hikes in the U.S. EAP correspondent Ben Thompson reports.
In prepared testimony, the Fed chair sends his clearest signal to date that the central bank will begin raising rates this month. Powell acknowledges consumer prices have jumped far above the Fed's target of 2%, and inflation has persisted longer than expected. This, he says, imposes significant hardship, especially on those least able to meet the higher costs of essentials, like food, housing, and transportation. Powell also cautions the financial consequences of Russia's invasion of Ukraine are highly uncertain, and the Fed will need to be nimble in responding. The Fed holds its next interest rate setting meeting in 2 weeks. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A federal jury in Washington, D.C. is hearing attorneys' opening statements Wednesday for the first time, stemming from the riot at the U.S. Capitol last year on January 6th. 12 jurors and 4 alternates were selected Tuesday for the trial of Guy Wesley Refit, the Wiley, Texas resident, is charged with bringing a gun onto Capitol grounds and interfering with police officers who were guarding the building on January 6th of 2021. Refit is also charged with threatening his teenage children if they reported him to authorities. U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich individually questioned dozens of prospective jurors Monday and Tuesday. She disqualified several of the possible jurors who said they had strong opinions or emotions about the riot and could not make it, which would make it difficult for them to be impartial. Refit's trial could be a bellwether for many other Capitol riot cases. A conviction would give prosecutors more leverage in plea negotiations with others. More than 750 people have been charged with federal crimes related to the riot following then-President Donald Trump's Stop the Steal rally. Over 200 of them have pleaded guilty, more than 100 have been sentenced, and at least 90 others have trial dates set. The UN Environment Assembly meeting in Nairobi Wednesday adopted a resolution agreeing to end plastic pollution and forge an internationally legally binding agreement to do so by 2024. Leaders from 175 countries endorsed an agreement, the UN says, which is aimed at addressing the full life cycle of plastics, from the extraction of raw materials used in its creation to reducing harmful additives and improved waste management and recycling of existing plastic. The goal of the agreement is to reduce the volume of plastics entering the environment, particularly oceans, by over 80% and reduce new plastic production by 55% by 2040. Reporting via remote.